Put that notebook down. Move your stuff off your lap. Put your feet flat on the floor. We're going to take a little journey. Take a nice, huge, deep breath in. Exhale and moan. Another huge, deep breath in. Exhale and moan. One more deep breath in. This time when you moan, moan like you're loving moaning. With your eyes closed, with your feet flat on the floor. I want you to try an experiment with me. I wonder how fast you could relax if you really wanted to, while simultaneously, I'd like you for a moment to push your feet, while you're sitting comfortably, just push your feet against the floor, flat against the floor, and put a little pressure so you feel yourself pushing down. And then lift your feet up just a little bit now. Lift them just off the floor a little bit. Without using anything, just lift them off. And then push them down on the floor. And now barely lift them off the floor so you can barely feel it. And then push down just a little. Lift up a little. Until pretty soon you can't tell whether you're pushing down or pulling up. See if you can find that place. You don't know if the floor is pushing up against your feet or you're pushing down on the floor. Feel as if the floor is pushing up against your feet, pushing down on the floor, and keep making it smaller movements until you're not sure which one's happening. That's it. See if you can now relax more deeply and give yourself that gift. I'm going to go on a journey. In this journey, it'll only be happy. Whatever comes on the journey can only be great things. If you agree and you're willing to trust your unconscious to do that, say yes. Feel your feet. You're not sure if the floor is pushing up or you're pushing down on the floor. Keep making the movement smaller and smaller until you can't tell which one is happening. The floor is pushing up. Oh, you're pushing down. You can't tell. While you do it, relax. Let go now and just relax. I'd like you for a moment to imagine your whole body being filled with joy. And imagine while it happens, your body is shrinking in size, getting smaller and smaller, and going back to an earlier time in your life. No matter what memories you have from any time in your life, there are happy memories at every age. There are moments that were happy. We all have had moments. Go back to when you were 5 and enter your body, sitting in a chair at 5. 5 years old. Look down at your 5-year-old feet, 5-year-old hands. Look around. Where are you at 5? Make it a happy moment. Where are you at 5? Feel how good it feels to be 5. Say something you would have said at 5 in your 5-year-old voice. Say it in your 5-year-old voice. Anything you would have said at 5. Whatever you think. Say it in your 5-year-old voice. Say something else that you would have said in your 5-year-old voice. Say it in your 5-year-old voice. Go ahead. What would you like to do when you were 5 for fun? Say it out loud. What would you like to do when you're 5 for fun? If somebody would ask you at 5 years old, what's the purpose of life? What would you have said? To feel what? To experience what? To share what? Do what? Somebody said at 5, what's the purpose of life? to feel what and do what? What would you have said? Go. What did you want to be when you were 5 years old? Say it out loud. What did you want to be? Why did you want to be that? What did you think being that would give you? Say it out loud. What did you think it would give you? What would you get to feel? What would you get to feel like if you became that person? What would you get to feel like? What else would you get to feel like? What would you get to do? What was the essence of that? Why'd you want to be that? Say it out loud. Why'd you want to be that? Now grow up to 9 years old. Just grow up to 9 and look down at your 9-year-old feet. Gotten bigger. Your 9-year-old hands. What are you wearing? Make it a happy moment. Say something you would have said at 9 in your 9-year-old voice. Go ahead. What's something else you would have said at 9 in your 9-year-old voice? Say it out loud. Say something else you would have said at 9 in your 9-year-old voice. Go ahead. What would you like to do for fun when you were 9 years old? What else did you like to do for fun when you were 9? Hey, what did you want to be when you were 9 years old? What did you hope when you grew up you'd be if you were, when you were 9, what did you want to be? What did you want to be? Say it out loud. Was that different than 5? Had it changed? Why'd you want to be that at 9? Why'd you want to be it? What'd you hope you'd feel or get to do or experience? Say it out loud. What did you hope you'd feel if you became that? Say it out loud. What else did you hope you'd feel? What'd you hope you'd experience? What'd you hope you get to do? Did you want to get the same feelings as the things you were when you were 5? Or were they different ones that you were adding together like the fabric of a cloth? At 5, I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to rescue people. I wanted to go fast and fire engine. I wanted a dog. I wanted a pole. I wanted to help people. 9-year-old, I wanted to be a police artist. I want to draw pictures of bad guys so we could catch the bad guys and help people by being creative. Why did you want to be these things? What was the essence of what were you hoping to feel? Proud, happy? What were you hoping to do for yourself and others? If somebody asked you at 9 years old, what's the purpose of life? What would you say at 9? To be, to feel what, and to do what for yourself and others? Say it out loud. Purpose of life at 9. Say it out loud. What's the purpose of life? Somebody asked you at 9. What's the purpose of life? To have what, to give what? Grow up now to 16. Look down at your 16-year-old feet. Hands, they gotten bigger. Has anything else gotten bigger at 16? Look at yourself at 16. Take a look at yourself at 16. Say out loud some things you would have said at 16, things you would have said at 16 years old. Say out loud in the tone of voice you'd say other things you would have said at 16. What else would you say at 16? Say it out loud.